Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
After being apart for a month while my wife was back in England nursing her mom, we decided it was time to chart a brief escape together. And thanks to the kindness of friends, we were able to come aboard under a friends and family rate. So the out-of-pocket cost at the start of the year was mercifully light, making this short cruise a welcome chance to reset our compass and enjoy some fair winds. Come join us, at least in your mind's eye, and I think you, like me, will notice some interesting observations about the workplace. First of all, innovation. You know, watching young children jump and dance carefree, oblivious to how uncoordinated their moves might be, made me think about IDEO, a global design and innovation firm based in Palo Alto, California, closely associated with what they call design thinking. Now, one of their core values is to remain curious like a child and to keep learning. And some of the greatest contributions that IDEO has made to the working world came from metaphorically dancing with an idea unabashedly, even when others initially giggled at what seemed like a childish notion. Worst score also wins. You know, the only place where the loser also seems to win a prize is on a cruise ship. During one quiz, the host awarded a prize for first place and another for last place. This bears little resemblance to the working world. See, only one person wins the job, only one company wins the contract, and shareholders sell when a company sinks to the bottom. Upon reflection, though, one karaoke singer who was so bad that he became the night's top entertainment. I even high-fived his low performance. The sunset. Watching a gorgeous sunset in San Diego made me think about how we have no need for the sun's rays and warmth as it goes to sleep for the night. Looking around the ship, most of us have grey hair. Many have either retired or are not many years away from doing so. And the modern working world often disregards the wisdom that comes with those years, whereas many of my fellow cruisers still have so much to offer. And chit-chatting with a few fellow silver sneakers inspired me to reflect on the contributions many continue to make through altruistic and charitable work, having chosen to retire from one career into other meaningful, often volunteer pursuits. And their sun has not yet fully set. Think like an owner. You know, we were disappointed with the lack of service in one of the speciality dining areas. It actually wasn't that special. We waited at the spot marked by a please wait sign, watching servers slowly move around an almost empty restaurant, while we lingered even longer, just waiting and waiting. Now, when we were eventually seated, we waited some more, as the supervisor seemed far more interested in having a laugh with his co-workers than in actually supervising those of us hoping to be served before rushing to a show. I couldn't help but wonder how different this experience would have been if the staff and the supervisors actually owned the restaurant rather than being hired hands who looked weary from endless back and forth trips up and down the same Mexican Riviera. Chicken nuggets. I've never seen so many continents' culinary offerings represented at one buffet. The choice and opportunity to explore, try, taste, and evaluate dishes from around the world of food, glorious food, was just dizzying. Imagine my surprise when the adult couple at the table next to me piled their plates with chicken nuggets. In the working world, it likewise astounds me how some employees never seem to want to grow, never seem to want to take on new responsibilities or explore opportunities in another department or even elsewhere. I guess some people metaphorically just love eating chicken nuggets at work too. But why, when there's a whole world of professional opportunities to relish and feast upon? So in summary, the workplace, like a cruise, is full of opportunities for those willing to explore, take ownership and step beyond the familiar. Stay curious, embrace challenges, and don't settle for chicken nuggets when there's a whole buffet of growth waiting to be sampled. See, those who do leave the biggest mark, just like the memories of fair winds, sunsets, and even an hilariously bad karaoke performance. Let's sail on.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.